is it? There's a whole administration-wide focus on rural areas. The president actually, one of his first executive orders that he signed, talked about the need for the policies and programs of this administration to focus on underserved communities, and he very explicitly included rural areas in that definition. He more recently, across all of the government, kind of initiated a whole-of-government effort called the Rural Partner Network. We're part of that at DOE. That aligns federal resources across multiple agencies, creates rural desk officers and rural teams at multiple agencies, and it essentially just kind of focuses attention on new investments in field staff across the U.S. Because we really understand that that these areas are critical, that many are, again, kind of producing the resources and the goods that we use across the country. Some have lost sort of critical economic drivers for a bunch of reasons in the last few decades. There's a real focus in this administration on those communities. At the Department of Energy, it's interesting. We're in a really interesting moment right now, Tony. Our annual budget's around $45 billion, and the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill alone, directed $62 billion to the Department of Energy. So that is a huge infusion for us of infrastructure dollars that we're, you know, privileged to be able to help administer. Those dollars are primarily focused actually not on kind of basic science and research, which is DOE's bread and butter, but on these big projects, demonstration projects, hubs. So direct air capture hubs, hydrogen hubs, carbon removal demonstration projects, you know, a huge amount of investment into the grid, into EV networks. So across the board, you know, we are focused on foundational infrastructure that makes economic development and the transition to clean energy economy possible all over the country. You can't do it without the grid. You can't do it without charging if you want to switch to electric vehicles. We're working very closely with Department of Transportation on that. So huge general focus across the administration. There's a couple of key programs here. I know we'll talk about one of them in a minute, which is the $1 billion for the Rural and Remote Program at DOE. But we're also focused on, I think really importantly, bringing the electrical grid into the 21st century. That's a lot of focus on grid resilience, which is a real issue in many rural areas, particularly because of wildfires. That's an $11 billion investment for states, tribes, and utilities to enhance the resilience of the grid against extreme weather, against cyber attacks, and to build out the grid to an additional $2.5 billion for transmission facilitation to make sure that that power that's being produced in many rural areas, the wind power, the solar power, geothermal, nuclear, small-scale nuclear, that is be able to get to those really populated areas and create, you know, as a result, you know, wealth creation and investment into rural areas. So that's a big, big thing for us. One other thing I'll mention briefly is, again, the work with the Department of Transportation. We've developed this joint office of energy and transportation, $7.5 billion into expanding the national network of electric vehicle charging. There is a direct focus on filling gaps in rural and hard-to-reach locations in that program. So the administration cares, we care, we're very, very focused on these areas.